time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, could be a show tune, could be a children's song, could be a popular song, and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune that's hidden in there and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And calling us today from her kitchen in Buffalo, New York, is the music critic from the Buffalo News, Mary Kunz Goldman. Mary, welcome.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be on Piano Puzzler.
Oh, great to have you. And not only are you a critic for the Buffalo News, but you're working on a biography. Who are you writing about?
Yes, I'm the authorized biographer of the great American pianist Leonard Panario, who also was from Buffalo originally.
Is there a story you can tell us that's going to be in the book?
Well, I can tell you something that relates to Piano Puzzler.
Mm-hmm.
Leonard was a very unusual pianist in a lot of ways. He liked to improvise. And one thing he used to do, he also liked to play at parties, which a lot of musicians do not like to do. Leonard would always play at parties. And one thing he enjoyed was to pick a tune the way you do on Piano Puzzler, and he would play it in the style of different composers. And one woman was telling me about how at her birthday party he played Happy Birthday, and he did about 10 in a row, ending with Stravinsky. And she said they all got a huge kick out of it. He had great abilities, but also just a great sense of fun.
Well, I can't wait to see your book when it comes out, your biography of Leonard Panario. In the meantime, though,
mm-hmm.
we've got a Piano Puzzler to get to.
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, see if you can guess the tune. See if you can guess the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Mary, I don't know what's coming either, so if you get stuck, we can brainstorm on this together.
Okay.
Mary, here comes your Piano Puzzler.
I just wanted to keep listening.
All right.
I didn't want to interrupt.
So, Mary, what do you think? What's going on there?
Well, the tune is Hey Jude.
Right.
But I like the way it emerged gradually.
That's right. Well, the first phrase.
Da da da.
That's right. The first phrase. Is not only is the tune not there, but I didn't write the first phrase.
Oh, you know, I was wondering because I thought I had heard it, but I can't place it, which is a nightmare situation for me. It sounded kind of like Bach, but it could have been a little bit later. I was thinking maybe some of the classical kind of variations.
Right.
Of Mozart.
Mozart is very close.
Haydn
is correct.
Okay.
The opening phrase is actually by Haydn. And then I decided that the answer could start to have Hey Jude.
Yeah, and that's when it came through. That's beautiful.
Right. And then after that, I did the variations exactly the way Haydn did them, skipping a few because it's a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So that all of the things that Haydn did in this little presto, I did, except I had to force in the tune Hey Jude, which wasn't too difficult.
It's beautiful. It was really nice.
Now, This was in the style of Haydn, and in fact, quoting a particular piece by Haydn, one of the things I love about Haydn as a composer, he was very serious, he knew his music very well, very substantial as a composer, but a complete goofball at the same time.
The humor is wonderful, and the thing is, he's very tongue-in-cheek, but as you say, the substantive aspects of it are wonderful, and there's tremendous detail. So it was fun to follow what he did, and I even followed it harmonically, because here is Hey Jude in the little minor part. And it modulates. So I decided to follow his harmonies exactly because they're wonderful and you can follow Haydn's very clever writing very closely. Even this little phrase, when all of a sudden things stop and it's like there's a minor tragedy. And Haydn frequently has these pauses that I know Haydn didn't drive a car, but it sounds like he's moving along on the road. He gets lost because they didn't have GPS in his time. And then he pulls over to the side of the road and pulls out the map, you know?
Yeah.
And you're wondering, can he figure it out? Yes, he does. And he's right back where he's supposed to be. So I love those, you know, and they happen a lot where he distracts you or he... I do tend to think of it as pulling over to the side of the road, actually.
I'm always going to think of that now. I think it's neat that Haydn, people are starting to think more about what an innovator he was.
Oh, well, he was one of the biggest innovators ever, absolutely.
That he came up with. But if I can just say one little thing, as long as I'm on Piano Puzzler. If anyone who listens to Piano Puzzler has any recollections of Leonard Panario, I would love to hear them.
Ah.
And you can just Google Panario and I will come up.
Aha, uh-huh, okay. Always good to do research, absolutely, any way you can. And I'm sure, given PT listeners all around the country, absolutely, I'm sure some people can chip in some Leonard Panario stories.
I would think that this is the perfect audience for that pitch.
That's why I wanted to make sure I made it.
Mary Kunst-Goldman, a music critic for the Buffalo News and working on a biography of American pianist Leonard Panario, a real pleasure to have you playing our Piano Puzzler this week. Mary, what's your public radio station?
It's WNED.
WNED, great classical station there in Buffalo. Mary Kunst-Goldman, thanks so much for playing this week.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.